for listeners, Maria is a longtime community activist, was on the school board for, about 11 years or something?
Actually, 13. Thank you for having me, Peter and Walt.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, I hadn't realized that your first election, you won by 2 votes.
Yes, that is my, I think my husband called me Landslip Maria, or Landslip Maria. yeah, it was a joke in our house.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. Well, you did a lot of good service there.
Thank you.
I commend to you, by the way, if you, I sometimes do things like ask GPT chat, what can you tell me about Maria Flores?
Oh, I can just imagine what you found.
No, it said very good things about you.
Oh, thank you.
It said that you developed a reputation for, thinking rather than, shooting your mouth off and
reacting.
Basically visiting with teachers a lot, because, of course, you were a teacher.
Yes, and I think schools are my natural habitat, just because even when I was a child, I loved being in school. So, and then I served Las Cruces Public Schools for 30 years, because when my children got involved in schools, we were there as volunteers, as parents, and then... people ask me to do things, to assist with campaigns for different votes that were coming up for the school district. And then I finally, my youngest was in second grade, and I said, it's time. And my oldest went to college, so it was time for me to get back into school. And I started as a substitute. 2 weeks later, I was hired, so... That was my LCPS entry, and then for some reason I decided to take a year off, and I wanted to work on the Obama campaign. And of course, he was good at recruiting people, because he sent a form out, the campaign, would you ever consider running for office? And sure enough, the school board elections came up, and my husband always wanted to do it, but he never had time. So I said, why don't I try? And that's how I got into the school board.
Well,
on 2 votes.
Well, one more than you needed.
Yeah, it's true. So,
and now, of course, we're delighted to have you on our board.
Thank you.
Tell folks, why community radio?
I was asked, and I listened to KTAL. I had supported it financially. I knew people that were working on it. People have come and left, and it's amazing how many people I actually know that have had something to do with KTAL. But it just seems like in our time of less news, less local news, less truth in broadcasting, I just looking for other places, and I thought this is a good thing to work for. So I believe in serving the community more than anything else. Just like when I was on the school board, I had students and teachers uppermost in my mind in everything that I did. And teachers really appreciated the focus that I put on them. So in this case, it's the community that we serve, and not only in English, but also in Spanish. So that's a really important piece of what I do.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because I think it's fair to say that on the board, you have been an incredibly strong advocate for expanding our Spanish language offerings.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about what we have added over the last year and why you feel like that's so important?
Well, I was surprised that Radio Bilingüe was on with Línea Abierta. I mean, that's been on since the beginning. And so it is an amazing show. I listen to it almost every day if I'm home. And it has so much good information. And I realize it's in Spanish, but, our community can understand this broadcasting for the most part. 76% maybe of right. it could understand.
I can't follow. Yeah, I try I know. Catch some words and occasionally get
and
the
gist of
it. And
they do an incredible job. It is supposed to be the only bilingual call-in show on public radio.
If you listen these days, you hear the word ice a lot.
Yes.
And we
yes.
all understand what that means.
Unfortunately, that is the boogeyman
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, we
ice.
All understand what they're talking
it's
about.
It's scary. It's it scary is. Times for our community and all the communities in the United States.
Absolutely.
We're all dealing with this. So it's not just one place in Minnesota or Maine and obviously Texas, but it's been a very difficult time right now.
Have you heard any feedback since we've started running that programming?
Well, Radio Línea Abierta has been there all along. I didn't even know that it was on
and
for a long
for
time.
People, what is Línea? Let's take them one at a time. What is Línea Abierta?
Open lines.
It's an open lines, and they have several very, very effective people that run the show, and they interview people across the country. And whatever the issue is, they will have people, and even if they don't speak Spanish, they could be on there and they'll translate.
Yes.
So, you know, people that are working on immigration reform or whatever the issues are of the day, they'll find someone to talk to. And it is based in Fresno, but it's across the country.
And when does that air?
That is every day, 5 days a week, 1 to 2.
Okay.
So it's a great show. We also worked on adding another show. Hugo Morales, who runs Radio Bilingüe, asked to bring Onda Tejana to KTAL, and that show is more entertainment. It's a great music for morning, actually, I think, because it wakes people mm-hmm. up. It's a great show. It runs for 2 hours, 10 to 12 on KTAL, and I'm really glad that it's there. Not everybody likes, Northern Mexico or Tejano music. I didn't grow up with it, so it's not a natural for me. But it is the sound of our background here in Las Cruces. Mm-hmm. It is in the background. And so I've talked to people and they told me it's like oldies. These are oldies that they play for that genre of music. And people seem to, you know, they grew up with it. So right. They're familiar with it.
And I know one of the important things, you mentioned it coming from Fresno, one of the important things for us was that before we agreed to run it, mm-hmm. we had to make sure that they would include us, that they would mention us, mm-hmm. and that it wouldn't be exclusively all information from California.
Right.
And it's not, we're not the only ones. I mean, I think they're broadcast pretty much all over the country, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
As far away as Pennsylvania, and down the coast on both sides. Yes, they are broadcast all over. It's a popular show, and really, when I turn it on, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, it's like...
It's cheerful. It's fun.
It's fun. It's fun. So it's entertainment, and we're providing entertainment. It's not only about news, but it's also about entertainment.
And what
we should mention that we would love to have somebody whose Spanish is great apply to do a show here.
I know.
To have
I
a locally
keep asking
originated,
also.
Mm-hmm. You know, we all want that.
Yeah,
a local person, absolutely. And there's room for lots more, I think. And when I hear Bad Bunny on KTAL, I'll be happy. All right. Besides that,
well, you
got
to talk to DJ Topo Chica.
Oh yeah,
I'll bet you she'd play some
Bad
Bunny.
I've heard her a couple of times. The evening shows are harder for me to listen because we're doing other things.
Yeah,
but I have heard her, and she does a nice job.
Yeah.
I think she's a different, feel for her music and what have you. So any kind of music, and I hear our DJs playing music in Spanish.
Yeah.
And I want to thank them for doing that because it really creates the bilingual environment that we live in. That's what we love about the Southwest.
Yes.
That it actually should be trilingual. We don't quite get there, at least not in our area, being the native languages.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm proud that there is Spanish spoken on KTAL.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably give a shout out to Minerva. DJ Topo Chica is one of our newer shows. And all of those go through our programming advisory committee.
Mm-hmm. Yes, our and producer, Minerva, is.
If there's anybody listening who's thinking, I'd like to do a show, you guys don't have anything about blues, or you don't have anything about.
Well,
go to our website.
LC I haven't heard Spanish-speaking blues, but I'm sure it exists.
I'm sure
somewhere.
It exists. I am absolutely certain it exists.
Any show you have, Spanish or English or.
Where I was going with that is you can submit your own show proposal. Go to lccommunityradio.org, hit the Contact Us button, and when you go to that page, there will be three green links on the right side, and one of them will be Propose a Show.
Mm-hmm.
And that will go to Minerva and her committee, and they will invite you in and take you through the steps of what it takes. And
they're very – I was on the committee for the first 5 years of the station, but they're very welcoming. In the sense that, you know, they will appraise what your suggestion is, what you want, your proposal, what you want to do, but talk with you about it. They don't say, we don't want that. They're much more, well, maybe it could change in this way, or what are you thinking here, and work with you to make it be a successful
KTAL show. To adapt
their
ideas,
that's right.
Don't you, Minerva? You're wonderful.
She loves it when we talk about her.
Mm-hmm. And you keep her in the control room, right?
Well, no, we don't keep her in there.
Although
joking.
Somebody has to be there. Photographer put on Facebook the other day a picture from about 1 year in our life, and it shows I'm in there interviewing these two photographers sitting right next to Minerva.
We were crowded in
that small room
We should remind people who didn't hear our first segment why we're talking about this is we are celebrating our 9th anniversary this Saturday with an event from 6 to 9 o'clock at the Destination Sports and Arts Complex, 1103 East Loman. And all of our listeners are invited to come join us. We're going to have 4 different bands, all with ties to KTAL, and we're just going to have a good time. We're going to name 3 new people to the Las Cruces Community Radio Hall of Fame. Once again, that's Rob McCorkle, Julie Lo Sanchez, and John Horner, or Johnny Catalog. 6 to 9 o'clock, Destination.
And the Nopalito's
food truck will be there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Every reason
what a good
to show
time.
Up, right? Mm-hmm. It'll be a fun evening.
So you've been on the board for a little while now.
2 years now, believe it or not. It kind of flies by. You don't think about it, and then it's 2 years. So,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes quickly.
So you've seen a little bit of the growth and development of the radio station?
Right. I'm getting used to it. I have to say that I'm not a person that knows radio. I've never been. I mean, other than this, I've never been on radio or worked for radio. I have to tell you that when I was 10, I got a transistor radio for Christmas.
Yeah.
And that transistor radio went everywhere with me. And I still remember the call letters of the stations that I listened to in L.A.
Yeah.
KHJ and KRLA.
I could see you as a little girl doing that.
Yeah, and I loved it. And, you know, I would... There were the Beatles, there were the folk songs, there were all kinds of things. And in my house, the radio was always on. So I still have 2 radios at home that are probably falling apart, but I keep them because I listen to them. And my husband always complains that I put them on too loud. That's because I'm on every side of the house.
Right.
I'm going back and forth and working and doing things, putting things away, and I want to hear the news, the music everywhere.
Right.
So my children grew up with that too.
Well, wanted to ask you while you're here, and we're running out of time,
right.
But from the school board, what was the toughest moment you had on the school board?
Well, the toughest moment is to do the best thing for students and teachers and the whole community. I think that the hardest thing is choosing a superintendent. That is our number one job, And it's very difficult.
At least once you guys made a choice that looked wonderful and turned disastrous.
Yes, it happens. You know, there's no way of predicting how this is going to go. And, you know, that if anything, that was that never sat well with
me. I remember I wrote an editorial that was so fawning and was so... I remember thinking to myself, I hope this guy doesn't turn out to be a jerk.
The community accepted it. Yes. Yeah, it's true. Everybody really wanted it to succeed.
Mike Collum, I think, welcomed him too.
Mm-hmm. And he was replacing Stan Rounds.
Which
was welcome.
Yes, everybody needed a change. And we went for a big change. And, and then it didn't pan out. Right. So... It's hard
I think
to
he got
predict.
A pretty good one now. He's going to.
I think so too.
When's he coming to visit us again?
Either next week or the week after.
I think it's the week after because I think
give
I'm
him
on.
A little time to start things going. This for
yeah,
this
but
next
he's come
week.
On every year at the beginning of the school
year.
We appreciate
that. He's
a
good person. Yeah. I respect him.
Yeah, he's not the showy guy. Mm-mm. He's the one that gets it done.
Absolutely. And, you know, I commend the board for selecting him, and I know they're very happy with his service. Yeah.
Well, thanks. We're very happy with your service.
Thank you.
And with having had you here for the last 20 minutes.